Hello, fellow watchmen. I want to encourage all of you that are still with me here after these years of being online to not grow weary in well-doing. It's hard in these days because people don't want to hear. They've been indoctrinated in a lot of these movements that I've been in, and people are discouraged. They're like, my whole life I was taught this, and now it's wrong. What do I do? We go one day at a time. And we encourage ourselves in the Lord, and we're just thankful that we're not alone. A lot of people have been deceived by these movements, but the sheep know his voice, and we're his sheep, and we know his voice, and he's leading us out. He's leading us out of the harlot church, and we don't want to give money to the harlot church. This is the other thing people are doing. They're just thinking this is the right thing. And so I just want to encourage you to come out from amongst them, and what do we do then? Just God will lead us step by step. And that's why I encourage you all, when you're watching this, gather people around, like it and share it so that we can continue with our channel here. And that's important that you like and share. Even in this day, there are people that are looking for truth, especially the one I preached on a couple weeks ago on why I left the faith movement. It's really important people get a hold of that, because I was on the inside at a very high level. And it's a miracle. It takes a miracle to come out, because you've been brainwashed, and you have to unlearn. And unlearning, like I've said many times, is work, but it's worth it, because I want to stand before God saying that I was teaching the true gospel, not another philosophy. And a lot of us are in the same boat. So don't be weary in well-doing. Fellow watchmen, keep encouraged. We're seeing what's going on in the world, and the good news, God told us this was going to happen. So today, it's another kind of a warning message to what to look for, and to stay pure in our faith in the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. And let's look at Acts 20. And I want to thank all the supporters and the subscribers that we have. You don't know. We cannot do this without you. We have a skeleton crew right now, and we're so thankful for the ones that are helping us, because you just have no idea what we're going through at times. And then God will speak to one of you, and poof, there it is. Thank you so much. We can go on for a little while longer. So we want to go on as long as we can, because there's going to be a day that we aren't going to be able to preach. And we know that. So this is a day we need to support this channel, get it out there, get it out to people that need to hear it. There's got to be a warning voice that people can listen to, other than just the sweet ear-tickling messages that they're getting everywhere. And there's a lot of preachers that don't want to stand up and tell the truth because they don't want to lose members. Well, you got to die to all that. You got to die to fame. You got to die to money. You got to die to it all. And your focus has to be, I'm going to serve the Lord, whatever the cost. And there is a cost. There's been a cost and a shaking for us as well. But let God shake things out. If people are not supposed to be around, they don't want to go any further, if a Jezebel arises, don't think it's strange. This is what happens when you try to preach the word. Jezebels will show up. And they do the work behind the scene. They try to divide. They bring some of your close friends away from you. And you find out they've been causing division behind your back for a long time. And then one day it manifests, and there it is. And just let it go. Let it go. Let God do whatever he's got to do. If people are giving place to the devil and they don't want to hear truth, let them go. Let them go. And you're not responsible for people. Dust your feet. Move on. And I'm not saying it's easy. I've been through it myself many times. But you still have to obey the Lord. That's what the suffering of the gospel is about. We have to preach the truth. And I know there's watchmen out there, people that are watching their families, watching over you, trying to get people to listen. Don't get weary. Keep on sowing seeds. Do whatever you can do, because our time is short to preach the gospel. So that was all to say. Thank you for supporting our channel. And thank you for liking and sharing it, because that helps more people see it in their news feeds. And we haven't been doing that, so they told me to tell you to do that. So thank you for doing that. And now Acts chapter 20, let's look there. And we're going to see some important things today. It's an important message. Acts 20, 28. Oh, let's look at 26. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. How is he pure from the blood of all men? For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. True ministers preach the whole gospel, not just the spicy good parts, but they preach the persecution, and they preach the pick up your cross, the suffering. They preach the repentance. They preach heaven, hell. They preach all of it, which is not popular in the progressive churches today. But then the blood of the people will be on your hands because you did not preach the whole gospel. Verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. What's your job? Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves. What are they going to do? What does it say they're going to do? They're going to enter in among you. Among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men, what? They're going to arise, speaking perverse things. And why are they preaching perverse things? Here's the reason: to draw disciples after them. We came out of a movement where ministers were celebrities. Rock, so-called Christian music people were celebrities. This was drawing people unto themselves. And we got to let go of a lot of that. A lot of that we were taught that this is right. This is what we're supposed to do. This is Christianity. Well, they're speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them, get a great big fan club. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. This was so important. He was warning them night and day, night and day, night and day. And I want to ask, where's the warnings today? He said, well, you preach a lot of warnings. Well, not as much as he did. Every single day for 3 years, he said, they were going to come in amongst you. And this is what we have to see, that they're coming in amongst us and they're having huge platforms, drawing disciples really away from the Lord and unto themselves. And I like verse 33, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. He wasn't in it as a business to make money and to draw people into merchandising the anointing. He was in it for the right reasons. And there's a lot of people, only God knows their motives, but we have to be in it for the right reasons. Because you don't get the applause, you don't get the fame, you don't get all that, but you get your reward, and God's going to give us our rewards. So here I want to say the great need today, what is the great need today? It's to warn the church about false teachers that have come in amongst the church. And how have they done this? They've done it through a religious Trojan horse. Now remember, the Trojan horse was a hollow wooden statue of a horse in which the Greeks concealed themselves in order to enter Troy and win the war. So it was done through deception. And it defeated them from within. They were defeated from within because they thought it was a gift. They thought it was something great. And then out jumps all these soldiers, and you know that they won the war. Well, we have to be warned that the same thing is happening in our churches, in our so-called Christian systems. We see that they have put in Trojan horses. And what do these Trojan horses do? It says they speak perverse things. What does it mean to be perverse? Speak things distorted or twisted. They've twisted things and they have distorted things. And now it's not the simple gospel anymore. It's humanism. It's mysticism, which I talked about last week. Now in Jude 3, here again, he's warning. He said, certain men have crept in. They've crept in unnoticed. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our Lord into lewdness. Well, what's lewdness? It's sexual and lustful things that are creeping in. And a lot of times because they're not preaching the true gospel of holiness and to set aside some of these things, to walk in the Spirit, to get rid of the flesh, to watch your mouth, to watch your acts, to watch your behavior, all these different things are creeping in now, and there's a lot of lustful and sexual things creeping in the church. In other words, it's not pure anymore. It's been defiled. And then what happens? They deny the Lord God and Jesus Christ. So it doesn't come off like they're denying him. They come off in his name, under his cover, but secretly they're bringing you into mysticism, into new revelations, extra-biblical revelations, all these things. And what happens? Now you're drawn to that man because now you want to know his next revelation. You want to know what else he's going to say. What's the year for 2022? What's that prophet going to say? It's going to be the same it was for 21. It's still the gospel, right? So, again, 2 Peter 2, it talks about false prophets among us. He says it so many times, that's why it's important. When he stresses things over and over in different chapters by different people that are writing these books, it's very, very important to know that we're going to have false teachers among us. They're going to rise among us. They're going to creep in. They're going to use deceptive means to try to target, to try to, I mean, just think, this is the devil we're dealing with. And he's got thousands and thousands of years of experience on how to deceive Christians. Yep. Think about that. So we on our own self are not able to handle this deception, but the Bible is. And that's why in this hour we have to know what it says and what it doesn't say. So it says to guard against deception of this religious Trojan horse, or the harlot, the false church. This is the harlot church. And we didn't know we were part of the harlot church, but we always knew something was wrong. Something was wrong about their methods and their ways, the way they taught certain things. It didn't agree with us, but nobody warned us. Nobody was telling us that this was wrong. So maybe it's just us. Maybe we just have an uneasy feeling, or maybe we're just, something's wrong with us. It's always like something's wrong with us when we get a check in our spirit. No, listen to the Holy Spirit. Check their references. Watch their fruit. What kind of fruit do these preachers have? And then they're going to preach on destructive heresies. What, like having a positive attitude produces health and wealth. That's not in the Bible at all. That's part of the Gnosticism. It's part of all the other things. To have a positive attitude doesn't produce health and wealth. How's that working for you? Many people have tried this for years and got discouraged and fell away. Or they preach another destructive heresy, which is humanism. It's all about I am, not about he. Even the worship songs. I used to be a worship leader for 17 years at least, and I was always trying to find songs that were to him, about him. And it was so hard because all the songs were about me and about how great, you know, I am and this and that. It was really and then people didn't want to worship. They wanted fast, you know, musical stuff like the world, and they didn't want to really enter into true worship. That was a battle. People didn't like worshiping. I like something else, but it's the house of God. We're supposed to worship the Lord. The simple things we got away from by trying to be famous and to be big and to be the best church in town and all those things. So we saw many people, not just a few, it says many follow their destructive ways. Many. In Ephesians 5:11, it makes it clear we are to expose false teachings. Not embrace them, not promote them. Like I did back in the day, I would read their books and preach what they said. I mean, I was a new Christian, and they were famous and had books and tons of whatever, and we followed them because we didn't know anything else, and nobody really got up and warned us. I didn't hear warnings, and I want to know, where are the watchmen and the warnings? Where are these people? So it says, makes it clear we're to expose these false teachings. Don't protect these teachings. Well, they have a good heart. Well, you know, they just blah, 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 blah. Well, they might be off on this, but they're really good over here. Don't protect them. Expose them. Uncover and unmask. Unmask these false teachings. Take off the cover. I love that. We are to unmask false teachings and expose it. What does it mean? Bring it to the light. and have no fellowship with them. There comes a point where you have to see what is light, what is darkness, what is deception, what is truth, is this another gospel? Is this another spirit? Is this another Jesus? When you start figuring that out, and it's taken me years to come out of this stuff, and that's why I feel like this is my main focus of my life right now, is to warn people to come out of these movements. In 2 Timothy, Paul names names, and I'm not going to get these right, but in 2 Timothy 1:15, Phygelus and Hermogenes, and chapter 2:17, Hymenaeus and Philetus. Chapter 3, verse 8, he mentions James and Jambres. 2 Timothy 4:10, Demas, having forsaken him, he went back into the world. And unfortunately, we see a lot of people back into the world. In 2 Timothy 4:14, Alexander the coppersmith did him much evil. So he exposes them. He unmasks them. He said, these people are trouble. So today, if he was here, I think he'd be doing the same thing.
Yep.
So just because someone says he believes in Jesus, and a lot of people do, a lot of these football players act like they're Christians and stuff. You have no idea the controlled opposition and how much covering is really going on to deceive people. But they say it's Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. Well, how do you know? You know them by their fruits, what they're involved in. They can't be in all these secret societies if they really believe in the Bible. Now, 2 Corinthians 11, 3 through 4, as a serpent deceived Eve. How did he deceive Eve? Well, no, if he deceived Eve, he's going to try to do the same thing to us today by his craftiness. So your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The simplicity, come back to the simplicity, not Brother So-and-so's revelations, not Jesus came and appeared to him seven times and sat on his bed and told him all this. That's all extra-biblical revelations. And I thought, how can I ever talk about this man because he's seen Jesus so many times? Well, now that I realize that's extra-biblical, that isn't even the same Jesus we're talking about, because he changed the Bible in these visions. God is not going to contradict his word with somebody else's vision. Well, this was big in the 80s. This was just huge, and everybody was following these so-called prophets and apostles. If they preach another Jesus or a different spirit or a different gospel, what do? We stick with the simplicity. Stay simple. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about him. And go read a chapter. Rather than go turn on some famous preacher, go read your own Bible. Yes. Take that time and let the Holy Spirit reveal things to you.
Yep.
We've gotten really lazy trying to be spoon-fed off of false doctrine from false teachers.
Yep.
Because that's what we've been doing. That's why we got so brainwashed over and over and over and over. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 4 makes it clear, let no one deceive you by any means. There is coming a great falling away from biblical truth. We're in it. I never thought we'd see this day. We're in it, where there's a falling away, not a revival. There is a revival of occultism. There is a revival of all paganism and mysticism. All this stuff is happening, but God's not in it. It's not the God of the Bible. It's not the same Jesus. It's a different spirit. These people are seeking power. They're seeking power. They want to be just like the apostles of old. They want to do all this. But then if you look at their fruit, it doesn't line up with even what's happening in their own lives. One of these guys that's really talking about how much power and his school and all that, his wife's dying right now of cancer. I was like, well, why didn't it work for him? He's preaching it to all of his students. See, there's no consistent fruit to the things they're preaching. Well, what happens after this falling away? Well, we're in the middle of it, even though it's secretive and it's hidden. There's a new one-world religion that's being established. All faiths come together. All paths lead to God. And if you say there's only one path, there'll be a day where you're not going to be able to preach. And again, Agenda 21, I encourage all of you, as discouraging as it is to look at, we're in the middle of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, everything's going electric. Like all your everything's going to be controlled. It's the global plan for a one-world economy, a one-world government, a one-world religious system. And with this is going to be a radical environmental environment. Everything's going to be about Mother Earth, Lady Gaia. It's all going to be about carbon dioxide and how cows have to go because they're passing too much gas, and meat has to go. And this is absolutely Agenda 21.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the Bible warned that they're going to try to take away the meat, and they're going to make it, this is sustainable development. Everything's going to be, if it's not sustainable, you can't have it. But it's not really sustainable development. It's not really sustainable itself. Even this electric thing they're doing with cars, it's not sustainable. But they're saying it is, and they're going to replace the gas with the electric by 2030 at least. Study that out. I think there's 17 different plans. And this is the other thing you have to know about when they write things, they make it sound so favorable. Well, what's wrong with that? You have to dig deeper to find out what really is happening in these agendas. So what do? Sustainable development promotes, what is the first thing they promote? Population control. Oh, that doesn't sound so good if they want to get rid of you.
That's right.
The old people and the weak or whatever. So sustainable development, it promotes population control, socialized medicine. Our whole medical system is being shaken right now, if you don't know. Social justice. Elimination of parental authority. Going through schools now, kids can do things. Little by little, this has been happening. It's not new about putting down what your parents believe. If you go to counseling now and you have a problem, it was because your parents were Christians and they taught you wrong. I've been counseling a lot of parents that have been going through this. It's not new, but it's coming. It's coming to the forefront. Elimination of parental authority and religious liberties. You are no longer free to just say certain things over the internet. You are being taken down or shadow banned, which they limit your views. And that's why I say we have to like and share to kind of help break up some of that AI system. And the main thing is that I want to share today is the purpose of the church is changing. Because of the infiltration, and because this is a long time coming, the churches are changing. Now the churches, not all of them, but you have to have enough discernment to see what's happening where you're going. And it's not going to be easy to find a church that just preaches the Bible, because they're going to promote social justice and the social gospel. So what is that? That is, it's not a personal relationship where people get born again and you accept Christ into your heart and your life and you become a Christian and you develop and you grow spiritually. And as you know, you receive Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. It's going to, the social gospel is now solving problems, putting programs. Some churches I know have more programs than anything. Programs to solve problems. Rather than the person getting born again, they're going to make it about the culture. And then they preach no heaven, no hell, real light on sin. You want to make sure that no one gets offended. It's the cutting of the sword that makes you get saved.
That's right.
It's when people preach the truth and you're like, oh, I need a savior. Yeah. They don't want that. They want it to be super friendly. Don't preach that scripture. You'll be censored if you talk on this, and this, which is already happening. So what do? You have to encourage yourself in the Lord, because we knew that this was coming. We're in the middle of it. But I just want you to know, with our subscribers and our supporters, we're going to go as long as the door stays open.
Yes.
That is the purpose of the last of my days right here, is to do this until we can't do this anymore. Because as the false prophets infiltrate, religion and churches will be used as a front or a disguise or for a cover for many other things. They're going to say it's a church because people are used to going to church, but the churches will change. And they'll no longer be preaching the true gospel, but they'll be preaching socialism, social gospels, climate, all this stuff. They're going to start using their platforms to do as they're told to do. I hate to shake you up, but the enemy's always used preachers and clergy to do their do different things as a cover. So the pastors, not all pastors, but there's going to be a lot of pastors, and you have to discern to know which ones they are going to be a part of this. And then they promote, they use these pastors, they've been doing it forever. If there's something they want to do, they're going to have the pastors say it, and the people follow.
Yep.
So what does all this mean? It means there's a Trojan horse in our midst, just like we've been warned. There is a religious Trojan horse inside of the camp of Christianity, a mixture. We're living in a mixture. Well, that person tells the truth over here, but he adds the error right alongside it. Like what? Give me an example. Dominion theology. Dominionism is worldwide now. Its basic beliefs is that Satan took over man's dominion on the earth through the temptation of Adam and Eve, and now the earth doesn't belong to God anymore. It belongs to man. I'd say they're doing a pretty bad job then. So a legal transfer from God to man. So it's all about man has to take over. The church, they say, is God's instrument to take dominionism back from Satan. And then Jesus cannot or will not return until the church has taken dominion. Now listen to this. How are they going to do this? And this is what I warned you about last week. By bringing these systems together, by gaining control of the earth's governmental and social institutions. The Seven Mountain mandates dominionism is to invade all the parts of the earth, but it's not Christianity. God did not tell us to do that. He told us to be servants of what he has made. We are to preach the gospel, get people born again, and that's how we increase the kingdom, is by getting people saved. They believe it's literally a kingdom on earth that they have to establish, and they're building the kingdom on earth. It's also hidden. It's the New Apostolic Reformation. It's one of the fastest growing movements now. They don't call themselves New Apostolic Reformation. They just are. They're new apostles and new prophets that are giving commissions to the church, always telling you what the Lord is saying. The apostolic, they call it the NAR Reformation. What is it? It came from the roots of the Latter Rain movement, the Word of Faith, and the Prosperity Gospel. The Dominion Theology crowd, the New Apostolic Reformation, and the globalists, you could say, or the merchants of the earth, because now everything is being controlled by corporations. The merchants of the earth all want to create God's kingdom on earth. But this is not what God called us to do. Or you could say establish a new world order. The false church, Revelation 17 that we read last week, referred to as the woman that rides the beast, will work with the merchants of the earth to build a kingdom on earth. You say, oh, that's not possible. That's just what... Well, the 2015 halftime Super Bowl, Katy Perry rode the beast, the woman that rides the beast. In the Super Bowl halftime, it's amazing how these people follow the Bible only in the reverse way, but they show us signs and symbols all the time in what they're doing in their halftime shows and in their commercials and in TV. More and more is just becoming, and probably has been for years, a brainwashing situation where their agendas are being passed and your mind is being conditioned to accept the sexuality, to accept this lewdness, to accept all this lust. Lust is just normal, isn't it, for guys? Well, lust is just normal, isn't it, for girls? Let's all just lust and fornicate all through the television to what? Lower your standards. I mean, after all, you can't really live as a Christian in this world, can you? Well, the Bible tells us we are. The Bible says it's an evil world. So you're going to have to guard yourself. And when you watch things, you're going to have to watch it in a different way. See what they're doing. See what they're saying. See what they're pushing. Now everything's fluidity. See, why? Because they want to take away the man and the woman that was created in the image of God. And they want to bring in a new image. Satan wants to bring in a whole new thing. So this is called the false church. And the Bible says in Revelation 17, it's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. We don't want to follow that. We want to follow the true gospel, right?
That's right.
One more scripture. Let's turn to John 18. Hope everybody's doing all right. We have to follow the Lord and not men. We honor men. We should honor them. We should respect them, especially if they're true ministers of the gospel. But they're human. They make mistakes. A lot of us, we've had to find our way through all this. It's like a maze trying to find the truth amongst the false. It's not been an easy road for anybody. A lot of us gave our whole life to a false gospel. We thought it was a true gospel. But the good news is God sees your heart. God sees, he knows, and he's bringing out his bride. I believe people are starting to see this is wrong. This is humanism. This is mysticism. So don't be discouraged. Again, I want to encourage you, do not be discouraged in this hour, because all we can do is plant seeds. Somebody planted a seed in me, and I started to think about that. Wow. Yeah, that is an extra biblical revelation. Why is this guy having all these visitations from Jesus? Okay, let's look at these visitations. I started looking at every one and it changed the Bible in some way. It's like, no, this is not extra biblical. This is a different spirit. So in John 18, 36, well, we're talking about Pilate here in context. And Pilate answered, verse 36, Jesus answered him. He said, my kingdom, and I want you to listen to this, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. God doesn't call us to fight like this. This is religious. This is religious systems. They've always had wars, right? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. They would have fought for Jesus. They would have said, you know what? We're not going to let him die. We're not going to let him go to the cross. We're going to fight. We're not going to let them take him. But he knew it was God's plan because there had to be a sacrifice. And that blood had to be spilled for our sins, right? But he said, now my kingdom is not of this world. He had to die. Now, if you know anything about Luciferianism, they always have to have a sacrifice. These people, they sell their soul to the devil. And then if they sell their soul to the devil to be famous, they also can take them out as a sacrifice when their time is done. Why? Because Satan needs sacrifice. Yeah, time's up. They need to be sacrificed all the time to appease these gods. Jesus doesn't need that. We are to live and to surrender our body as a living sacrifice to him every single day. Watch our thoughts. Watch what comes out of our mouth. Live as a living epistle before men so that they might see in you the hope. Something, there's something different about them. His kingdom is totally different than what the world is. And this world is going to have more wars. The Bible says there's rumors of wars, and then there's going to be really wars. There's going to have famine. All these things seem to be accumulating right now, don't they? We're hearing about it. We're starting to see all these different things. But our hope and our trust can't be in this world system or even in ministers of this system. I had some of the most famous preacher friends that are on TV. I had them. I stayed in my house. I stayed in them. I had to die to all that. I had to let that go when I realized there's something wrong with this movement. I didn't want to leave all my friends, but they wouldn't leave their false gospels. And for whatever they were being told to do, they would do it. They started putting secular music in their conventions. And I'm like, we're listening to Michael Jackson at a woman's conference?
Really? Yep.
This was years ago, but it was creeping in. Here comes the mixture. Here comes, well, you're just religious if you don't. Read about the Old Testament, how God wanted his worship to be pure and the price they paid. A lot of these guys went in there with bells and they never came out, you know, those high priests and stuff, because they weren't holy. They weren't worshiping right. They were, thank God we're in a New Testament, a new covenant, but still our heart should be pure that we want to worship him. Yes. We don't want fame. I'm not writing autographs to all my fans. I had to do that when I wrote a few books. It's like everybody wanted your autograph. I knew that was wrong, but I didn't know how to come against it. I was like, well, everybody wants your autograph because you wrote a book, you know, just kind of what we did. But we've come out of that, hopefully. So let's pray. We have to follow the Lord, not men. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Be a watchman. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they shall follow me. Say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to follow you. I do not want to be deceived in this hour. I want to come out of anything that's false, anything that I've taught my children that was wrong. I repent. I thought I was doing the right thing by leading them down these paths of these teachers. We thought that was the right thing to do. We're grieved. We're sad. We can't take it back, so we repent. We just repent. And you said you'll give eternal life to them and they shall never perish and no one shall snatch them out of his hand. God's not going to let people snatch you out of his hand. If you're trusting him not to be deceived in this hour, he's going to lead you out. It might be lonely. You might be alone for a while, but he'll always send somebody. He'll always send true friends. You're going to find out the false friends, but you're also going to find out your true friends. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. Look at the eternal life. Whatever happens in this life, look beyond it. We have eternal life to live forever and ever. That's a long time in the world to come. What is this life? It's but a vapor, but eternal life is forever. And he said, no one's going to be able to snatch them out of your hand. Even if we have been deceived, we repent. We ask God to forgive us. You get back up on the wall again. Because today we're living in a confusing mixture. And lastly, Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive. No one. I don't care how famous they are, how many people follow them. Through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the world, rather than according to Christ. So many ministries are getting worldly. So much following the culture and the world. We're to be set apart. And it's not an easy separation, but you that are walking on it, you know there's no other way to go. Because he gives you peace. He gives you joy. And he said, I'll meet your needs according to your riches and glory. Even when in the natural it looks like things are dried up, somehow God comes through. He makes a way because you're his sheep. You know his voice. The voice of a stranger you're not going to follow. So Father, we thank you in this day for the watchmen that are listening, the watchwomen that are listening to know they've come out of these things, and I pray they would not condemn themselves. They would not beat themselves up for being in it for so long, but they'd come out, and they'd help others come out. We thank you, Father, for sharing. This is a time that we need to share videos. It's time that we need to wake people up to what's really happening in our cultures, in our world, in our churches, and that we'll not be deceived in this hour, we ask in Jesus' name. Everyone said?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the Messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
Trade your helmet for a crown of peace at the altar.